Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from April 7, 2021 to April 9, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On April 7, here were the news. TrevyPay launches payment solution with Digital River. Standard Chartered invests in the merger of Currency Fair with Assembly Payments. Blockchain payment network GoNet rolls out service to connect PSPs. Online fashion brand Jerlishi integrates QuadPay as a payment method. Afterpay to launch a live shopping event featuring sustainable brands. Flipkart, best price boosts safety and savings for small Kiranas with e-commerce offerings. Sparkass launches payment app upgrade. Paysafe Cash enables online cash donations to Verein Kinderhilfswerk. On April 8, here were the news. Von Moos, Fidesmo team up to launch contactless payment pen. ePosse, Finnair partner to enable Finnair Plus members to use award points in the ePosse app. Instacart, DoorDash to launch their own credit cards. Microspot enables online payment options. Novelnet launches payment solution for Isotope e-commerce. Blue Mercury, Klarna partner to offer contactless payment solutions in 183 physical stores in the US. On April 9, here were the news. Mercado Libre to invest $1.10 BLN in Mexico in 2021. Snapchat acquires fashion recommendation app Screenshop to expand its e-commerce efforts. CanaOne completes acquisition of 51% equity interest of Payrite. Elrond partners with Shopping.io to enable eGold payments. Bambuser launches self-serve platform for live video shopping. Citigroup and IADB test blockchain-based cross-border payments. Cinder, Go Cardless, Integra Pay partner to facilitate cashless payments. Top Hatter enhances gamification experience on shopping platforms. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.